Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I read that emojis may be the new way patients communicate with their doctor. I don't know. Do you really want to receive bad news from your doctor by getting the thumbs down emoji?
Stand by on this channel.
Here we go again. 3, 2, 1.
We got a great show.
Why is that?
Today is National Eat a Hoagie Day.
No problem. Where do you get it?
Like at the hoagie shop?
Hoagie. It's also known as a grinder sub.
Okay, number one, eat a hoagie.
Or hero.
Make room for this hot and cheesy hoagie.
Hoagie lover.
Happy National Eat a Hoagie Day.
Oh, hoagies and grinders. Hoagies and grinders. Navy beans, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans. Meatloaf sandwich.
Always a national day.
I know.
Doesn't fail. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off. She's out celebrating Hoagie Day as a vegetarian. Kevin and Lance both back. How are your guys' days off?
Very good. Productive.
Lance, I heard you got two working cars in the pre-show.
Took 2 weeks, but yeah, we finally got there.
Hey, look at that. Things are looking up, Lance. Yeah, I got two working cars.
Yep. Makes things a lot easier.
What did you do? Kevin, you said he was productive. What did you do around the house?
Just had to do some running a bunch of errands and, you know, just cleaning up some things. You know, man, it's crazy the amount of groceries your kids go through.
That's what I have to look forward to, huh?
Yep. And you're just like, oh, got to get that taken care of. So, yeah, just productive. Just doing the basic stuff. And it was nice to not have to have,
see us?
Yes. Have the hour, the 2 hour commute.
When you guys travel, are you guys people that instantly unpack and throw everything in the wash machine? Do you live out of the suitcase for a week? Like, how long after a trip will your suitcase sit in the middle of your room?
It's unpacked immediately as soon as we come back.
You're an unpacker immediately. Yep. What about you, Lance?
No, I'm the exact opposite.
Really?
Mm. Yep.
I am normally the next day, so I let it sit there for that night, and then the next day I get it. I was looking this morning, and I'm like, well, we didn't get it yesterday, and I'm trying to catch up from that little short trip. I took a 48-hour trip, and I just had so much stuff, and I'm like, I wonder when we're going to get to this. I think it might be the weekend. It might be 2 weeks from now. I think I've switched because I can't catch up. I felt like overwhelmed with trying to catch up from a 48-hour trip. Just to Chicago.
But aren't you also still kind of unpacking as you've moved here from Dallas?
No, I'm pretty good about that, too. So normally I will move and I'll get unpacked the same moving weekend.
Oh, wow.
Because I have a baby, it took us about 3 weeks. And so it did take us longer than normal, but we constantly keep productive on that.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking, the same kind of strategy and the same kind of math will apply for unpacking my suitcase. If it normally gets unpacked on the next day, give me about 3 weeks. So it was just sitting out, and I saw stuff everywhere, and I was like, oh, cool. I got that going for me. I feel like it's going to be 3 weeks from now. All right. Julie has the day off. We still have an awesome show. We got Bieber tickets, Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. We just got added to the show. So let's get the big show. So the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off. She usually drops some good news for you. So I'm going to do it today. And I found this interesting story because when you think of TikTok influencers, you think of people like, okay, you're going to be a TikTok influencer, life hacks and goofy challenges, right? Mm-hmm. And what this kid has done, his name is Trevor Abney. He's asked his 2.6 million TikTok followers to raise money that he's going to give to the family of Lieutenant Corporal Jared Schmitz, who lost his life in Afghanistan. We just recently had him transferred over to St. Louis, and you saw the entire city get behind our fallen soldier and fallen hero. He wants all of his TikTok influencers just to give a little bit of money and wants to give it to the family. He's doing a great job so far. He said most of the people have responded from his 2.6 million influencers. Some of them given donations of 25 cents to a dollar. He said he thinks maybe the biggest donation so far might have been like $5. But he's got 2.6 million followers, and that's going to be a ton of money to this family.
Exactly.
He said what inspired him is, he's like, this kid is 2 years younger than me. He lost his life way too young. And so I just wanted to give back.
Wow, what a cool way to use that platform for something other than, as you said, selling your own merch or, you know, doing something silly. Yeah. You've got an opportunity to reach out to that many followers, 2.6 million. And as you said, a quarter, a dollar,
yep,
you can raise a ton of money for that family.
Sometimes I do think, like, when you see these big, like, organizations looking for money, they're looking for big donors. When you just find a small or a huge following of people and just ask for a dollar, they can actually add up even quicker. He said he'll match any donation up to $2,000 himself because he's just a TikTok influencer, but he's planning on giving the entire family the money once it's all said and done. So I put up a link. You can go to Y98.com if you want to donate 50 cents or a dollar to help give back to this family. But I think we all saw it last week. It kind of like, I don't know, gave us all goosebumps and just really hit us to the core when we saw the transfer come right here in our backyard in St. Louis.
Yeah.
We saw, you know, the traffic that was built up and everyone come out and support. So just for the family in need because they lost their son way, way too young. Really cool story. If you want to help give back, again, the link to donate is at Y98.com.
I don't want to know who's taking you home.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off, so I'm going to try to jump in and try to do the entertainment. It won't be as good as Julie, people. She does recap everything that's happened in Hollywood, and she does it in 60 seconds. Here's a really cool animated series that's going to be happening. It's called Bug Therapy, and it's going to star some huge names. It's an animated short film voiced by Meghan Trainor, Dr. Phil, Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us in St. Louis, Jay Leno, and Tom Green. And the film follows insects who deal with mental health issues from OCD, depression, codependency, addiction. And they said right now, more than ever, people are struggling with mental health issues, and this is a way to connect, especially with younger kids, and explain to them that we're all dealing and struggling with something. And big names are attached to this to kind of normalize therapy and normalize mental health issues. So wow, what a cool show. I'm excited for that. We've been covering this Kaley Coco divorce, and she recently filed for a divorce with her husband. Well, rumor has it we might know the reason why, because she might be hooking up with Pete Davidson. Now,
what?
She was on set with Pete Davidson for a romantic comedy called Meet Cute. And sources said they spent a lot of time together, really friendly on set. Then they saw him at Six Flags about a month ago, and they're like, oh, we're just friends. And now a month later, she files for a divorce, and everyone's kind of like, we've seen the couples and co-stars hook up and start dating before. Maybe that's why these two are spending so much time together. All rumors, could just be men and women being friendly, but we've also seen this story happen over and over and over again.
Man, ladies love Pete Davidson.
I know. Yeah. He does. Like, all of a sudden, he's like Ariana Grande and Kaley Coco.
Yeah.
He seems like a weird dude. I get
right.
it. Yeah.
But he's very funny, and he's probably very personable, and you know, that's great. Good for Pete.
Just didn't think he would date the girls that he does.
I know.
Yesterday was the Met Gala. Last year, they took it off because of COVID. Now, if you don't know what Met Gala is, it's at the Metropolitan Art Museum, and it's their biggest fundraiser. It's kind of opening night. And if you've ever seen the movie Cruella, it's basically Cruella.
That's great.
Over-the-top fashion. I've also seen it's Halloween for adults. That's also very true. The fashion is the biggest deal. You see, like, J-Lo and Ben Affleck there. Rihanna was there. Kim Kardashian wore all black and even covered her face. It's like the weirder, the bolder, the better. And so you can see all of those fashion statements at the Met Gala. All of the rich and famous people were there, and they are all very excited to show off their weird fashion after being at home in sweatpants for 18 months doing Zoom calls. That's your Entertainment Minute. You can see all those pictures at Y98.com. Your Entertainment Minute is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
The polls are open.
It's the Wake Up Y98 poll of the day. Julie does have the day off. Guys, Kevin and Lance, you guys were off yesterday. But yesterday's poll of the day was sleep versus food. You don't have to vote on that, but do you take a guess what you thought won? Because there was a runaway winner between sleep versus food.
I would say sleep.
You thought sleep would be the runaway winner?
Yeah. For me personally, when I get in that situation where I'm hungry or just worn out, sleep wins. So I'm going to say sleep.
70% of people said sleep. It was a runaway winner. They're like, I just fall asleep even if I'm hungry. I just pass out and figure it out later. For today's poll of the day, it's a weird one because we're just talking about the Met Gala and Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez back together. Everyone, they're making headlines everywhere they go. And there's a picture of them at the Met Gala. All dressed up, looking all fancy like those rich celebrities. They have fancy masks on, and they're trying to make out with masks on.
Oh, no.
And so I want to know, is mask kissing cute or weird? Because everyone's like snapping a pic, like, look how cute they are. And I'm like, to me, I thought that looked weird. That would be my vote. I'm like, why is this cute? And someone should tell them to stop doing that.
I would have to go with the weird. I mean, it would be to me, it's kind of like, it'd be like watching two mascots trying to kiss, you know? Yeah. It's like, well, it's not going to work.
Well put.
So, Lance, where are you at with this?
I'm kind of with Kevin. I feel the same way. I think it's kind of weird.
And why are you kissing? Like, we all know that you two are a couple. You could slide the mask down and kiss on the lips, guys. We're good.
Yeah.
We know you ain't 6 feet distancing. So, I just want someone to solve if this was a cute picture or not. I threw the picture up. The Wake Up Y98 on Instagram. It's J-Lo and Ben with their rich, fancy outfits on. They got their cute masks on, and they're giving themselves a little kiss. Tell me if it's weird or cute. Go ahead and vote.
The polls are open.
Can't wait to see the results of that. At 6:55, we're going to talk about, did anyone start a hobby later in life? My brother started doing something which I thought was really, really weird, and I'll explain at 6:55. But first, Lance, what do the roads look like?
We had a crash a little while ago, eastbound 364 past 141. Now we got traffic.
Without you. Has anyone picked up a hobby later in life? 314-531-9898. You just started doing it, picked it up, and now you're obsessed with it. This is something I feel like I'm a spontaneous person, adventurous person, but I have no answer for. I think it's so rare, and I find it so interesting. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off. My brother, I just went back to Chicago, and my brother has gotten so into, and he's obsessed with smoking meats. He was never a meat guy. Got himself a smoker. He's looking up all these YouTube videos, and I'm like, who is this guy? And it is a hobby, and it really is like an art form, and he's obsessed with it, and he's getting pretty good at it, and he's just picked it up later in life.
That's funny. I got a friend who, in a similar vein, started making his own beer.
Okay, awesome.
You know, that was like their whole thing. And actually, I've got a cousin who started this, and they've become an actual brewing company, Jedi Brewing Company.
Really?
Yeah.
They just became brewers.
Yeah, they became brewers. Had a little issue with George Lucas for a while, but that all got resolved.
Okay.
And then their beers are actually in local markets here in the St. Louis area.
Very cool.
Yeah. Really?
So, yeah. So, it can be successful.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you pick up a hobby later in life, you can have even more success. You really are passionate about it. That's why you decided to pick it up, and you know how to go about it. But I have everything I've done, and like I consider a hobby, I pretty much have always done in my life. And I'm like, man, I need to pick up a new hobby, and I don't have anything.
I wasn't necessarily thinking of it as a hobby, but since Kevin mentioned brewing, I guess for me it might be bourbon, which is something I picked up in the last 5-6 years that really started right before I got married, because for a number of reasons, but we threw together our wedding really quickly. The absolute last thing was the honeymoon. So at the end, it's like, what are we going to do? So we just went to Louisville and hung out for a week and did the bourbon trail. It was a blast. And ever since then, I've kind of really been into researching it and, you know, trying to seek out bourbons that are hard to find.
Yeah, I think that's a really great one. It's almost like the bourbon and wine kind of in the same realm where there's like, each of them tastes different. There's a different way and procedure how they brew it, and it's super complicated, but super interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of history in it, too.
Yeah. Do you, anyone else, you just picked it up later in life, you started enjoying it, and it could be something you even enjoy, like never liked it, and all of a sudden I'm a bourbon drinker, like kind of like Lance suggested. 314-531-9898. You can either text in on the Bomberito text line or give us a call right now. We'll take your calls next.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and...
Super interested about this because I don't fit... In any of this, I've never done this before. Picked up a hobby later in life. Has anyone ever started something, became obsessed with it, but it's something you never thought you would do, but you just picked it up later in your life? 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off. Some interesting text messages coming on the Bomberito text line, Kevin.
Yeah, and even interesting comebacks to my comments. So,
really?
Somebody said, at age 60, I began playing pool and learned to scuba dive. Been 5 years now, love both, and play on a pool league. And I wrote back, cool, snooker and scuba, you know, and they said, no, snooker is a specific game. I play 8 and 9 ball.
Look
out.
Yeah. Somebody else picked up Brazilian jiu-jitsu at 34. Best decision ever. Great for their life in so many ways. And then this reminded me of my wife, who did the same thing. They texted, I used to run for fun. I went ahead hoping the cross country team at my school, and I ran for a year and a half and competed, being in the top 10, and then I was done.
Wow.
Sarah picked up running marathons.
And, really? You know, how did that work out? Because that seems intense.
She got to the half marathon mark, ran a couple, and she was done.
I feel like running a half a marathon is pretty successful.
Me too.
My wife, she hasn't gone as far yet to pick up photography. We got her the nice camera, remember, for like kind of Mother's Day and her push gift and her push present, and I really wanted her to pick up photography because she has an eye for it. And it's a whole different world, kind of like that artsy obsession you need to kind of dive in, learning about different lenses and angles and lighting. And I think she has it in her, but she hasn't picked it up yet. But it's a hobby I think she is flirting with at this point. Brittany in House Springs, you picked up a hobby later in life. What's that?
I did. So when I was younger, I used to get really bad car sick from a baby all the way up. And so I never liked the car. But now, as I've reached my years of driving, I started traveling to different states, and I just love it. Now it's a hobby. Like, we have to travel to a different state at least once a year, and I collect magnets from them.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so, yeah. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Thank you so much for
it's
the
really
call.
Cool.
Brittany, we appreciate it. If there was ever a hobby I picked up later in life, I guess it would be traveling too. My wife and I, before we had our baby, we wanted to go on a trip a month, and we'd find these super cheap flights on this website called Scott's Cheap Flights, and they point like mistake flights. So we flew to Europe for a weekend. I would just leave after the radio show and fly to Europe for the weekend for like $250.
Whoa!
Yeah, they could only get them, like, they let you know, like, hey, there's a cheap flight on there. And you'd see it to Paris for like $275, and we'd just grab them right away. And like, cool, in like a month, we're going to Paris.
Wow.
And we went to we went to Paris that way, Barcelona that way, and Amsterdam that way.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if there was ever a hobby, it would be that. I was traveling because I do like to see the world. So kind of like Brittany there. In about 3 minutes, we're going to do Keep It Moving. Top story is, why are people sniffing onions? I'll tell you why next.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you love, to let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kind of used to being someone you love.
keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
We take all the trending stories on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. I read a headline here and keep it moving. And Julie either tells me keep it moving or tell me more if she wants to hear all the details of that story. Since Julie is off today, Lance, you're in charge, my man.
The pressure.
I know. You'll decide all the stories people hear in the next 2 minutes off the headlines. Let's get it started right off the bat. Why are people huffing onions?
Yeah, I gotta hear it.
It's one of these stupid things that people have fouled that think it's going to stop them from getting the coronavirus. It will help kill it. They cut the onion in half, and they put it up to their nose and their mouth, and they take deep, deep breaths. And it's gone so viral, and so many people are now doing it, that news outlets everywhere had to debunk it and tell people, stop buying all the onions and stop huffing onions, people. It does not work. Handing out ranch for Halloween.
I think that says it all. Keep it moving.
Okay. Wow. TV binges and what it does to your brain.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
It really does shrink your brain. If you're, especially if you're middle-aged, binge-watching TV can actually shrink your brain. Researchers have looked at scans of those who spent more than 2 hours a day watching TV on louder volumes, and they found that significantly shrunk their brain.
Wow.
Yeah, so stop binge watching, guys. I Kevin, I know you take your days off. You just came back from a day off, and all you do is binge watch The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
Moderation in everything.
You can make $1,300 by watching something.
Bring it.
All right, speaking of binge watching, we need you to watch 13 horror movies all at once, and we'll pay you $1,300. What they want to do is they'll attach a Fitbit to you, and they'll watch some of the scariest movies of all time, and they want to know which movies actually people react to the most and which is the scariest movie of all time for the Halloween season.
That's some profitable binge watching.
Right. Shrink my brain, but I got $1,300 for it.
Right. It's adding up my bank account.
Speaking of scary stuff, a coffin was found at a golf course. Want to know what was inside? Simon?
Oh, they know what's inside. Yeah, let's hear.
A 4,000-year-old man with an axe. A coffin was accidentally discovered on a pond at a golf course in England during a hot summer day, and they found a 4,000-year-old man who was buried inside with an axe. The timer's going off, so this will be the last story. They think he was someone of importance. Somehow this grave got washed up off from this pond, and they found this man, and they think the axe is a sign of nobility. From 4,000 years ago.
Wow. He must have been behind a really slow foursome.
All those stories on the web at Y98.com.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's get you the Wake Up with Brett and Julie Megamind question of the day. Kevin and Lance, you guys got this because Julie is off, and I know she's super helpful on the Megaminds. So I know you miss her. The average person has to come up with 2,000 of these every year. They have to come up with 2,000 of them every single year.
I'm going to say excuses.
Excuses.
No, Kevin! Why do you always have the answer?
I'm sorry, Lance.
This is so bad.
You and I need to go on some game show where you're supposed to match answers.
I know.
You always have
my answers. We got this.
Do you know what game show that I think of when you have to match answers?
Match game.
The Newlywed Game. No. You two should just go on the Newlywed Game together.
Okay. I'm all for it. Excuses. I didn't really have a second idea, so let's see. 2,000 a year. It's like 40 a week, right? You have to come up with...
If you want to know, Lance, Kevin does have it. Kevin has answer. It's such a good answer because it's the correct answer.
Hey!
2,000 excuses the average person uses a year. I felt like that's a lot.
It does seem like a lot.
It does seem... well, we do have a winner of...
Megamind!
That's Kevin! Congratulations! At 722, Kelly Mano, our TikTok influencer right here in St. Louis, has like 1.3 million followers, but is still going to make Julie and I do something crazy. We recorded it earlier in the week, and it's something fun and interesting. You're going to learn some stuff about us. We'll do that at 722. But first, let's take a look at the weather, Kevin.
Weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Mostly sunny today with a chance for some evening thunderstorms, a high of 90. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, a low of 68. And tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, but still more showers in the forecast, high of 82, 71 downtown. And now my partner on the newlywed game. How are things in traffic, Lance O'Brien?
Kevin, on 270, both directions, both north and southbound, are lined up trying to exit onto westbound 44. Now, that being said, if you're not worried about exiting
old
onto 44...
Windows won't open windows.
Right. And if you're
look.
Cardinals, see official rules for details while supplies last. Valid April 1st, 2021 to September 30th, 2021. Copyright 2021, Phillips 66 Company. All rights reserved.
Now back to St. Louis's most fun friends. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Fun will be used loosely because our friend, Kelly Mano, who is a huge influencer on TikTok, will be here in studio. And she will make us do something crazy for TikTok Tuesday. That happens right after Justin Bieber, Peaches. Reminder, we got Bieber tickets at 7:35 too on Y98 St. Louis.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my wife from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh, the way I breathe you in, yeah. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you.
Man, we've had the hookup on Y98 lately. We gave away Imagine Dragon tickets last week. We'll have Justin Bieber tickets in about 10 minutes on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off, and when Kelly Mano, our huge friend, has a huge following on TikTok, she's a huge TikTok influencer, said, well, Julie can't get away with that. We do TikTok Tuesday. I'll come in and record. So she came in and recorded our crazy TikTok challenge with us earlier in the week, and here's that. Things are about to get weird because Kelly Mano is in the studio, and I mean that with all the respect in the world.
Wait a minute. I take weird as a compliment. Yes. Yes.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julian on Tuesdays. Our favorite TikTok influencer, Kelly Mano, comes in and gives Julie and I ridiculous things to do.
Yes.
That usually leaves us being embarrassed on our videos on Instagram. The Wake Up Y98 if you want to see any of them. What do you got for us today for this challenge?
Today is simple. It is two truths and a lie. Hmm. So each one of you are going to give me two truths and a lie, and I have to try to interrogate you and guess which one is the lie. So, for example, if I said, I am left-handed, I am fluent in American Sign Language, and I was a competitive figure skater for 14 years. You guys would have to ask me questions about those three subjects to figure out which one is the lie. Which, if you saw me write these down, you would know that it's I'm not left-handed.
So, really? Oh, I didn't pay attention. Figure skater for 14 years?
I was like, wait, I know Kelly really well. Yes. Right. And I didn't know any of them. So, Julie, Brett, who would like to go first?
Julie, you can go first.
My two truths and a lie?
Yeah.
I once rode the ninja at Six Flags 9 times. One of my dogs got kicked out of doggy daycare. I already drank my first pumpkin spice latte. Why did your dog get kicked out of daycare?
He was following the little dogs.
What's wrong with following little dogs?
Apparently he was stalking them, and that's not allowed.
Do they not separate them by size?
No, not at the doggy daycare.
Why would you ride the ninja 9 times?
Because it was fun.
Did the workers just let you stay on the ride? Was there nobody there?
I had to get off the ride and get back on because it was raining.
So it was like not technically 9 times in a row. Did they make you go back in the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Julie seems annoyed by this interrogation.
Yes.
Did you finish? Is the lie yet, Kelly? Questions coming up.
What Starbucks do you go to?
The one on Brentwood.
And what's your usual order if it's not a pumpkin spice latte?
A medium roast coffee.
Okay. What do you think, Brett?
I know my girl, Julie. She has not had a pumpkin spice latte.
I think number three is the lie as well.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yay! Yay! Good interrogator,
yeah.
Right? You are good. It's kind of scary, and it does piss
try
me
being
off.
One of my children.
They have no hope.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
All right, Brett, we're ready for yours.
All right, I went skydiving with a Jonas brother, never been to the top of the arch, and cookies are my favorite food.
What kind of cookies?
All types of cookies. Snickerdoodles, chocolate chip cookies, peanut butter cookies.
Do you do
cookies?
Store-bought or do you have someone make them?
Anything. I don't discriminate.
You've never been to the top of the arch?
Never.
You don't want to go up. It's really, like, scary
up
there.
I heard it shakes. That's what I hear.
What was you went skydiving with a Jonas brother.
Yep.
Was this for a radio thing?
Maybe.
Which Jonas brother?
Joe Jonas.
Were the other two there?
No.
Is Joe the one that has bushy eyebrows?
I think they all kind of do, but I think Joe probably. Oh, my God. I don't know.
Julie, do you have any questions?
I feel like I know which one it is already.
I think the lie is that you have never been to the top of the arch. because I feel like when people come to St. Louis, that's literally the first thing that they do.
I thought it was a skydiving one.
No, I'm sold on that one. I was torn between the cookies and the arch one.
I feel like he just told us that, but I can't remember anything. So
I have been to the top of the arch. I know my wife went to grad school when she went to WashU. I have gone skydiving with the Jonas brother, Joe Jonas. It was indoor skydiving, but it was skydiving.
Oh, that's right. That counts. That counts.
And cookies are my favorite food without a doubt. I don't never even waver.
That was on your Insta this weekend.
I was 2-0. I got both of
you
them.
You did!
Get it wins!
You want to play Two Truths and a Lie? Watch the video, The Wake Up, Y98. I didn't.
I guess you moved on really easily.
You're less than like 2 minutes away from winning Justin Bieber tickets. We have them at this exact time all week on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie is off this week, so I'm going to cover the next 2 days, actually. So I'm going to cover the Entertainment Minute, where we recap everything that happened in Hollywood in 60 seconds. I don't do it as good as Julie, but you're going to get your entertainment news. And here's an interesting story. Tiffany Haddish and Common have been dating for a while now, and she said recently during an interview, when you propose, don't propose with the ring I want you to use.
If he decides he wants to marry me, I don't want a ring. I want an apartment building. Because then,
does he know this?
Yes, he's aware. He said, I'm crazy for that. I said, no, I'm not crazy. I'm smart. Because a marriage is a union of two businesses. Uh-huh. And the whole point of coming together is to grow yourselves, but also grow a family and make sure they have something to inherit.
Interesting. She said, what am I going to do with this ring? When my kids, they can actually cash in on that apartment building. This is what we're doing. We're trying to build a life. So let's buy an apartment building.
Wow. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Right? This is something only rich people have to worry about. Most of us are just struggling to get a ring. You're like, yeah, buy me in a whole apartment building.
Right.
Ridiculous. Drake is making history. Drake has 9 of the top 10 tracks in the Billboard Hot 100 this week.
Whoa!
With his new album, Certified Lover Boy. That includes the number one song in the country. Actually, the last time anyone's done anything like this, they have all top 5 of the 5 songs in the top 100 of the Hot 100 was the Beatles, who did it in 1964.
Wow.
1 through 5, all Drake. And 7, 8, 9, and 10. Actually, the only spot that in the top 10 that is not covered by Drake, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi have the number 6 spot.
Nice.
And now it is time to give away Justin Bieber tickets.
Hey.
If you want to win
symmetry.
If you want to win Justin Bieber tickets, just be caller 18. We'll open up with that Bomberito box office when he comes back in 2022. 314-531-9898. Good luck. Justin Bieber life. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off, but Karen, I still have good news for you. Even with Julie off, you're going to see Justin Bieber. How pumped are you, Karen?
I am so pumped. My daughter's been fucking winning tickets, and I want them.
You can't. You'll have to call her right away and be like, "Mom was the best. You owe me. We're going to see Justin Bieber."
Yes, we are.
Hold on. We'll get your info. Justin Bieber does come back. Remember, he canceled that tour and pushed it back time and time again. April 25th, 2022 at the Enterprise. Ooh, yeah. Memories bring back out with this sentence. Nothing's better than my blank homemade blank. 314-531-9898. Your grandma makes some good homemade banana pudding, some good cake. I was reminded of this because I just went to Chicago for the 2-year anniversary of my mother's death, and we were just talking about it, kicking around memories, and my mom makes the best pulled pork. My mom, better than I've lived in Memphis and in Texas. Both huge barbecue places. St. Louis, huge barbecue place. Still yet to have a better pulled pork than my mom's.
Was it like a family recipe passed down? Is that why?
Kevin, the funniest thing about the whole recipe thing is my wife has never had it. We've been together since high school, 15 years. Never had my mom's homemade pulled pork. And we lost my mom to dementia. And about 9 months before we lost her, she was still struggling with memory, but she was having a really good day. And my wife and I were sitting up in her room talking with her, laughing. And my wife's like, I've never had your pulled pork. You know, maybe you can tell me the recipe so I can make it for Brett sometime. And so she starts telling Katie the recipe, and she leaves out one ingredient, and my dad calls her out for it. He's like, that's not the whole recipe. And my mom and Katie goes, did you not tell me the rest of one of those ingredients on purpose? And my mom just starts chuckling, just starts laughing, like got busted. Her brain had been deteriorated at that point, but she still was being so playful and was like, I know that recipe and you ain't getting it all, girl. She's like, nobody's going to make my pulled pork like I make it for my son.
Oh, that's a shame, though, man.
So my dad's like, that's not the whole recipe. Tell her what the one thing you're missing. And she was like, nope.
Wow.
My dad told her. It wasn't like we kept it from Katie by any means. Okay. But my mom didn't want to give it up. She was being so playful.
Yeah, you know, all I can think of is my grandma made, like, the best stuffing at Thanksgiving. And, like, her secret was you were leaving the bread out literally for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, I've heard that. Is that the key?
Yeah, that was her key. But it was, like, one of those things that over the years, so it got passed down to my mom, and she made it. And now it's kind of been lost in the shuffle. We try, but it's still not the same.
Nope,
it still
nothing replicates it.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Same
can't
thing.
Can't do it.
My dad makes my mom's pulled pork, and he can't. Like, he knows all the secret ingredients, and it doesn't taste the same.
Really?
What about you, Lance?
The one thing I remember my grandma made as a kid, Springerli cookies, which is a very German thing.
Really?
And they're, yeah, I mean, I find them every now and then, and they're just, they're not nearly as good as how she made them, you know, homemade.
Nothing's better than the homemade what? 314-531-9898. It's better than any restaurant, doesn't make a difference, and even if, like, you're... And I'll write your name. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off. Nothing's better than who's homemade what. What did they make? It was homemade and you can't replicate it. Just can't make it at a restaurant. You've had it before and you're like, it's not better than the homemade what. 314-531-9898. Went back to Chicago this weekend to honor my mom who passed away 2 years ago. And man, I haven't had her pulled pork in a few years. She made the best homemade pulled pork. I had recently, and I lived in Memphis and Texas, huge barbecue towns in St. Louis. Billy G's in Kirkwood has a good pulled pork sandwich.
But still not as good?
Still not as good as my mom. But it was actually really good. My wife and I had it recently. I don't even know why I order it sometimes. I'm like, why did I order this pulled pork sandwich? It's not going to be as good as my mom's. Some good text messages coming on the Bob Radio text line.
Tons of text. Someone said, just like Kevin, my grandmother's stuffing, my family had her recipe etched into a large cutting board, and we hang one proudly in our kitchens.
That's super cool.
Yeah, there's somebody else who makes amazing hamburgers. In fact, they're so good, her husband Tim, that when people come over, they ask for a hamburger, and they're like, as she said, they're regular-sized hamburgers. People will eat two or three.
Really?
They're that good.
What does he do? I want to know the secret,
and
I want to try
one.
Ask him, Kevin, text them back and say, can we go and out there and try one of his hamburgers.
Yeah. Tell us about the Tim Burger.
Yeah, the Tim Burger. That's funny.
A lot of nobody made barbecue ribs like my dad. Somebody else said they try not to oversell it, but their buffalo chicken dip is legit.
Really?
Okay. A
good buffalo chicken dip is hard. Helen from Defiance, you learned how to make something that's homemade from somebody I think is interesting. Go ahead and tell your story.
Well, so my ex-mother-in-law loved German potato salad that her mom made, but she had never been able to do it. She couldn't learn it. So I was like, okay, I got to figure this out. So I had her mom show me how to make it. Of course, she didn't have anything written down at all, so I watched her.
They never do.
I was like, okay. I know. So I watched her, and I decided I'm going to try this. So I went home, and I worked on it, and I actually got it down. And so every time we got together, I had to bring the German potato salad because I had learned how to do it. So I got her, you know, grandma's German potato salad down, and now everybody loves it. So it's like, and I haven't found it in any restaurant or any place else quite like her German potato salad.
Nothing better than impressing the mother-in-law than learning grandma's recipe that she could never replicate. Like,
nice
dang,
job.
Well, I got to keep this daughter-in-law around. And the funniest part about that is you started with ex-mother-in-law. So
he blew it.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music and home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98 St. Louis.
Like it did on me.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
So Wake Up with Brett and Julie, I'll give you the good part of the story. Kevin and Lance will take a guess how the story ends badly because Julie has the day off. This is an interesting, even good part of the story. A couple did not end up getting a divorce. What stopped them from getting a divorce? What happened? What life event? Went to go to the courthouse. Like, all right, let's get our lawyers together. Let's get a divorce. That's what do you think happened?
I thought they could not get a hold of a lawyer.
Couldn't get a lawyer. Well, yeah, man.
Turns out they were never officially married anyway in the first place.
Good guess. Show up to the courthouse. We're going to get divorced. Like, oh, you don't need to do anything. You guys can just go your separate ways. I'll tell you how this story takes a very interesting twist and even a controversial twist in 6 minutes. That's your good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news. You know it's everywhere.
Kevin, what's the weather like? Any good news on that?
I don't know. That's loud music. Telling you that thunderstorms are on their way. There you go. Yeah, so your weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Mostly sunny today with a chance for evening thunderstorms later tonight. We'll see a high of 90. Rain overnight brings possible showers tomorrow, a high of 82. And then showers taper off Thursday and Friday. So that's what's going on with your weather. How are things looking with traffic, Lance?
Well, a very active rush hour here, Kevin. Let's start on northbound 270 where we've got a new crash. We had one.
Things are about to get interesting in a very competitive battle of Kevin versus Lance because they always have the same exact answer when we play these games.
But to that extreme, though, Kevin has probably seen way more movies than I ever have.
Lance, I believe in you. Don't doubt yourself. Yeah. It's all about confidence when it comes to competitions.
All right.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie has the day off. We're going to play the blockbuster movie game. How this game works. It's a game I've wanted to play for a while, actually. I've thrown it out on the show so many times. Is I will give you a letter, and you have to name movies that start with that letter. Last one to drop wins. So just keep going back and forth.
Ooh.
So if I give you a movie... that starts with B. You just say
Beetlejuice.
Yep. And then Lance will give a movie. And if you can't think of a movie, you're out. Last one surviving wins.
So we're staying with this letter, not moving to the next.
I'm going to give you a different letter.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here we go. If you guys go for longer than 2 minutes, then we're going to call it a tie. Just so you guys know.
Okay.
But I don't think you're going to go for. It's harder than you think. Let's start with I think an easy letter. And we're going to let Lance go first, Kevin, because you always go first and steal his answers. Movies that start with the letter S. You're making me nervous. Go ahead, Lance.
Start with the letter S.
Thaws and A's and stuff like that don't count. But Kevin is actually throwing you an answer right now.
Is he really? Oh, Star Wars.
Superman.
Okay, he's coming right back with Superman.
But Star Trek the Motion Picture.
Whoa. Nice.
Secret of My Success.
Kevin doesn't even pause, Lance. I think we're in trouble here.
Sandlot.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
There we go. I think Kevin wins.
Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, nice one.
Three.
Stomp the Movie.
Stomp the Movie? Is that a movie?
Serendipity.
Ooh. Six Flags the Movie.
Is Six Flags a movie? I don't think that's a movie. I think Lance gets the win on that.
How about How about seven?
Something would have worked.
Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, nice job. All right, I will succeed. I will say, Lance, you, sir, are the
I had a bumpy start, but once I got going.
Once you got going. Yeah. In about 3 minutes, we're going to talk about the most viral photo that happened in St. Louis this past week. I'll tell you all about it.
I thought that I've been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than...
Wake up with Brett and Julie. Let's jump into the entertainment minute. I'll cover it for Julie because she has the day off. We recap everything that happened in Hollywood in 60 seconds. And the Met Gala is back. I feel like everyone in the entertainment world in Hollywood was there. And if you don't know what the Met Gala is, it's at the Metropolitan Art Museum in New York. It's their big fundraising event. It's kind of their kickoff party. And it's where fashion is basically Cruella. If you've ever seen the movie Cruella where they go over-the-top fashion, that's kind of how they do it, and that's what it's known for. It raises a ton of money for charity, but it's like the bigger they do it, the more bold they do it, the better. Kim Kardashian showed up wearing a outfit all in black and even covered her entire face. Billie Eilish was totally glammed out. Everybody who's anybody's at the Met Gala. If you want to see those ridiculous and awesome fashion statements, you can go to Y98.com to see that. There's this really cool animated short coming out. It's called Bug Therapy, and it's going to have some big names attached to it. Megan Trainor, Dr. Phil, Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us, a St. Louis native, Jay Leno, and Tom Green will all be in this animated short called Bug Therapy that follows insects who deal with mental health issues from OCD, depression, codependency, addiction. And they said right now people more than ever are struggling with mental health, and they wanted to be able to connect with people on different levels.
I think that's awesome. It reminds me, Free to Be You and Me, when I was really, really little, that was a big special of a lot of stars, and they used to show that like in school as well. And it was about, you know, you're changing your body, emotions, things like that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, just board. A way to normalize therapy. Mm-hmm. I think we saw it in the middle of the pandemic. We did a bunch of Sesame Street specials on like Saturday mornings with like Good Morning America and stuff like that, and the Today Show. And they were so helpful for people understanding the stress that we've all been under. And Drake is making history. Drake has 9 of the top 10 tracks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That's right, 9 of the top 10 from Certified Lover Boy, which just came out. He actually has the top 5. 1 through 5. The last time anyone went 1 through 5 off an album was the Beatles. They did it in 1964.
Man.
The only song that he doesn't have in the top 10 is a song from Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi. It's called Stay. Pretty impressive feat. Don't forget, we do have Justin Bieber tickets every morning at 7:35 all week. If you want any of those stories, you need to go head over to Y98.com. This entertainment was brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. Here's Kid Laroi right now.
You cut out a piece of me and now I bleed internally. Left it without you. Without you.
Don't look now, but the Cardinals are someone to watch or a team to be watching right now. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off. I think the picture that everyone is talking about in St. Louis that went viral this weekend was Yachty and Albert Pujols hanging out together after Albert came back to Busch for the last time. I think it was kind of a special photo. But I was also curious from Kevin and Lance, what was your opinion of those two hanging out after the game?
I think it's awesome.
Do you like it? Okay.
I would have loved to have seen Albert somehow get back to St. Louis.
Well,
I would have loved to seen some way.
Doesn't the National League get the designated hitter again next year? I think they do.
Is that true? I don't know that.
I think the designated hitter rule comes into play in the National League in 2022. So, you know, the problem had been finding a place for him to be on the field.
True.
If you don't need to do that, and he's a bat off the bench, maybe that's something you sign. I'd certainly look at it.
I'd love to see that. That'd be so cool. He's such, I mean, you know, he's a great guy, you know, on and off the field. It would just be nice to have that, and it would be so cool to have him retire as a Cardinal.
Well, yeah, and if you had Wainwright, Yachty, and Albert next year, that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
With the Cardinals being only a half a game back to the wild card, is there any part of you that thinks Yachty and Albert Pujols hanging out, because it looks like they're at somebody's house in this viral picture. I'll post it on the Wake Up Y98 on Instagram, that they're hanging out together afterwards, having a couple of drinks and stuff like that, that like Yachty should be focused and not be hanging out with Albert, or is it just a kind of a cool moment between buddies and they're not getting distracted, they're professional?
I think it's great. I don't think, yep. You know, I mean, and especially, I mean, if he's distracted, keep being distracted. This is great. I mean, you know, Lance, you and I were talking here just a couple weeks ago. It was like, I don't know if they can even get close, and here they are, a half game out.
This is just like, it's just like 10 years ago. I mean, they were not good down the stretch, and I mean, they managed to kind of back into the playoffs, and you just got to get to the dance, because look what happened. They were not very good at the end, and they won it all.
They're half a game back from the last wild card, and it's just kind of loaded. Right now, there's like four or five teams competing for that last wild card, but they're just on fire, right? Lately, they've been winning down the stretch, winning some games when they needed to. They just had the big sweep recently, and it looks like there's only a handful of games left, and every game is going to matter. Mm-hmm. But if they continue to play the way they are, this is a playoff team out of nowhere. We're like all of a sudden in the playoffs.
That'd be awesome.
Do you think bold predictions? Do you think we'll be celebrating, hanging out, watching games in October, or do you think this team's going to make it or not?
I think they're going to make it.
You think they make it?
I think they're going to make it.
What about you, Lance?
I think the puzzle pieces will fall in the Cardinals' favor. I would not have said that last week, but I think, I mean, they're playing San Diego coming up, so it's a head-to-head battle for that last wild card spot, and San Diego is really stinking it up of late.
And that's the one they needed, so we'll find out. We didn't want to jinx it, but the Cardinals are half a game back, people. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie at Y98.
Gotta get dead. Gotta get dead.
Get to decide what is the most repeatable story of the day. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Kevin and Lance, you guys will decide together, since Julie is out. What story do you want to hear at 8:55 before everyone gets into work? Movies that had to scrap their original endings, and they had a completely different ending.
Ooh.
And what those endings were. Some of the movies include Legally Blind, or Blonde, Get Out, Lion King, or Tinder is introducing a new section called the Explorer section, and what that actually means.
Hmm.
I can feel like you
two. We did the movie thing already. I didn't do fair too well in the movies.
That's fair. But I also felt like you two wouldn't have been on Tinder too much.
Right, exactly. But it reminds me of, what people are going through. I'm kind of interested. I wonder what I was an explorer at Marquette Catholic in Alton.
Oh, okay.
So what is it? What is an explorer?
What are you thinking, Lance?
I was going to pick revised endings, so we're at a stalemate. So I think, Brett, you're the tiebreaker.
Dang, you guys going to put it on me, huh? Let's do revised endings. I'll tell how Lion King was supposed to end, completely different. How Legally Blonde was supposed to end. They scrapped them because they were crazy. I'll tell you about it at 8:55. Do the roads look crazy, Lance?
We still got everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood?
The most repeatable story of the day, it's the one you're going to tell all your coworkers about. In some of these movies, you probably will be like, you had no idea how Lion King was going to end. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie does have the day off. Legally Blonde was a movie that had a completely different ending until a test screening changed it. The original ending had Reese Witherspoon and Selma Blair's character only 1 year later handing out like Blonde Legal Defense Fund pamphlets. But at the test screening, people thought it wasn't exciting enough. So that's why Reese gives a speech and is graduating and is like the valedictorian. They're like, it wasn't enough. In the movie Get Out, the original ending had the main character ending up in prison for the murders of the Armitage family, but they said it sucked the air out of the room, so that convinced Jordan Peele the ending needed to be positive to give viewers a hero an escape.
Yeah.
They had a completely different ending.
Wow.
Pretty in Pink, Molly Ringwald was originally meant to end up with John Cryer's dorky character, Ducky, but the girls at a test screening wanted her to hook up with a cute boy played by Andrew McCarthy, so they reshot it.
What?
Hmm.
Yeah.
How about that?
John Hughes was convinced that it was never the right way to go with it, but after the test screening, he did change it. So he had a movie, Some Kind of Wonderful, and had a similar story where she does end up with the outcast character. Oh. He's like, I'm not giving up on this. In The Lion King, this was the most interesting one for me. There is a version of Lion King with an original ending that Simba kills, that Simba is killed by Scar.
What?
And he burns up in the flames that are surrounded by them during the final flight. So everybody just dies at the ending of Lion King.
Wow.
And at Disney, they scrapped it.
I think so. Well,
they make it. But there was a version of Lion King where Simba loses the fight. Scar then falls into the flames and everybody's dead. And there's no king at the end of Lion King. That was the most mind-blowing one.
Yeah.
That's a story you can tell.
That's great.
Yep. After 9 o'clock, even though Julie is off, we will still do our Hawkeye Fact of the Day. And Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets will be handed out, too.
Do you ever feel...
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Don't make this weird. Just a couple of dudes hanging out talking about hot guys. Julie has the day off, but we couldn't skip her Hot Guy Fact of the Day because we know you look forward to it. And today's Hot Guy Fact is Shawn Mendes has abs. He has a lot of them. At the Met Gala, because usually for the Met Gala, you try to go over the top fashion. You try to dress up in goofy stuff. He went, like, basically shirtless. That was his move.
Show it off. Huh?
Over fashion statement. He just open shirt, just kind of, like, let it all hang out. Dress shirt, just kind of. That was his move. And I don't think anybody complained. Don't make it weird, guys. But if you want to see Shawn Mendes' abs, you just go to our Instagram right now, the Wake Up Y98.
That was Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets right after Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you on Y98 St. Louis.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? For you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. I guess you moved on really easily.
And just like that, the holidays are right around the corner. I can't believe we're at this time of the year already. I don't know what happened in 2021. So wake up with Brett and Julie. Let's get you into the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We'll get you these tickets before they go on sale on Friday at 10 o'clock. You want to win those tickets, all you got to do is be caller 18 on the Bomberito box office, which is open right now. 314. Up with Brett and Julie. I can't believe we're already talking about the holidays and that type of stuff going on and getting ready for it all, but it is happening. Sefik, how you doing today? Sefik, you there, my
Hello?
Man? Hey, Sefik, how are you?
Yes, I am.
Hey, it's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Thank you so much.
Julie has the day off, but I think she would be just as excited for you, man, because you just won Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets! Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. I'll put you on hold. We'll get all your info. We're going to give them out same time tomorrow. If you didn't win them like Sefik, no worries. Same exact tomorrow. We'll have those time tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.